Hey, this is Karen Elizabeth again, and I had just created this MP3 about belief, and I am just sitting here, and the revelation of God to me is just coming more and more and more. It's like the floodgates of understanding and revelation have opened, and it's flowing. And while it's flowing, I have a choice. I can keep this treasure to myself, or I could share it with the world. And so I choose to share it with the world wherever you are, whenever you hear this. I could be dead and you're listening to this. It could be tomorrow and you're listening to this. I don't know. It doesn't matter, because this revelation must be spoken. It must be recorded, and it must be available for others. And so, therefore, with belief, I bring it to you. I have received an understanding. And yes, it's my personal journey, and I can keep it. I could keep it to myself. But I am compelled to at least record it for the future, because this is something that I live to give. I live this life. My why is such that I must tell others what I learn. I'm a teacher. I must share what I know, what has been revealed to me. And I was listening to or reading the book As a Man Thinketh, and he said, you know, dreamers, the visionaries, they're the ones that create the future for others. I want to create a good future for the world. I want to speak things and believe things and dream things and ideas that help to manifest a beautiful, glorious life for you, my friend. What I have learned is that whether you know it or not, the laws of God, the laws of the universe are there for you. They are there for you. They are there for you. They're a treasure for you to seek and find. You know, there's a verse in the Bible that says, there's several. It goes, it is the glory of God to conceal a matter, and it is the glory of kings to seek it out. You know, as we seek, the very seeking indicates desire, indicates the very essence of desiring to be more. And kings are like that. Kings know, and they desire to create and to be more and to do more. So, with that, this system that has been set up for us in this universe, you know, is an ever creative system, and it is up to the visionaries and the dreamers and the kings to be and to say and to declare and to draw these truths, these concepts, this belief that is for the benefit of mankind. It's a big, big vision, okay? I'm not talking here, you know, how do you make tea? I'm sitting in my kitchen, so, you know. I'm sitting here with my little black box, and I'm chatting with this awesome young man from Lagos, Nigeria, my dear friend Paul, who is so filled with kingship and revelation, and he's ever seeking, and I honor him for that. And I honor you for listening to this, for getting to this, because if you have gotten to this MP3, this recording, it means that you have found a treasure, which means that you have been seeking to know. And I am here to share. So use this revelation of mine to catapult you, to strengthen you, to move you, to shift you to a greater revelation of what your life is about, of your why in life. I honor and respect you, and that is the secret. That is the secret. The secret. Listen, listen, listen. Honor, respect is the secret that the elite know and that now you know. We honor God by obeying. I mean, and obeying doesn't mean versus disobey. I'm talking about just saying, I choose that God's way, that God's laws of this universe, they're there for my good. They're there for my blessing. They're there for me to use them. They are my servant. The laws of the universe are your servant. You now have the ability within this law, within these laws, to do and be like God. And I don't take me wrong here. I don't mean that you're going to be God, that you're going to be above God. No. I mean that God wants us to be like him. Be holy as I am holy. You know, this holiness, it's wholeness. It's complete. It's nothing missing, nothing broken. God is not broken. God is not part. God is complete. God is full. And his revelation to us is that we would manifest the blessed life. And so I bring that to you today. I share that revelation with you. The laws of the universe, the greatest law being believe, conceive it, and achieve it. It is yours. Believe, conceive it, achieve it, and it's yours. Be visionaries. Be dreamers. Don't let anything in this world keep you from your dreams.